This week marks Montessori Education Week, a celebration for schools around the country that employ the Montessori method. It's a system of learning many educators have embraced throughout Milwaukee and Wisconsin. But others aren't familiar with these programs and wonder what makes a Montessori school different. That's the question WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explores as part of our Beats Me series that lets you ask the questions.
Working your way down the list of schools within MPS, you'll see a variety. Lots of what most people refer to as traditional public schools, some charters, language immersion, and a handful of Montessori programs.
What is Montessori? What does it mean to go to a Montessori school?
Listener Ben Rangel works in education and has spent plenty of time in Milwaukee classrooms, so he's well-versed. But even Ben admits he can't articulate what sets a Montessori school apart. He's heard some things through the grapevine.
I think of more like interactive learning. The traditional classroom setting is different. Maybe there's not grade levels. The subjects themselves might be like very untraditional, but I don't know what that looks like.
To help Ben visualize, I visited Nature's Classroom Montessori, a private school in Maguamago. The sound you're hearing is a classroom full of 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, 33 of them to be precise. Each involved in one of several hands-on workstations that teaches a specific skill. The hum is steady, but relatively quiet for a group of preschoolers. That's the goal in a Montessori classroom, according to Jeffrey Bishop, founder and executive director at Nature's Classroom.
People have a very strange perception of what Montessori is. Oh, that's the school where children can do anything they want. What sets a Montessori school apart is freedom within discipline. And it is not a free-for-all. Each child is working independently. The focus, the work, and the concentration is a very calming experience for the classroom.
Developed by Dr. Maria Montessori in the early 20th century, the Montessori method focuses on observing how kids learn and using those observations to give children choice within structure. And that structure allows Montessori classrooms to function in 3 key ways which make them different from quote-unquote traditional school. First, children choose their own work, with teachers acting as guides. Here, 4-year-old student Ellie works on counting, matching groups of beads with the corresponding number on a small sheet of paper.
When I count these, then I put them on the numbers. This is 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
When Ellie is all counted out, she puts her materials away and moves on to another lesson. An animal puzzle.
Shaped like a turtle. Okay.
So listener Ben's suspicion was correct. Learning is more interactive here. Kids do still learn traditional subjects like math and English, but they do so using Montessori-designed materials. Second, children learn in multi-age groupings to foster peer learning and interaction. This confirms Ben's suspicion that there aren't traditional grade levels in Montessori education. And third, Montessori kids learn in uninterrupted blocks of work time, as opposed to smaller set class periods. There are other important facts about Montessori that differentiate it from traditional school. For example, teachers don't assign kids homework. For this and other fun facts, make sure to check out the WUWM website. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.